The site has been lying derelict for 20 years, so I'm convinced that we should be able to try and find a compromise. The fact is, I think it's a development that is needed and a development that will create jobs.
Are there concerns about perhaps the height of the buildings? Is that what UNESCO are worried about?
It's more to do with the density of the buildings around phase two, which is in another 10 years' time, in actual fact. But that's the concern that they have around the density. And so the tower that's built on the Central Docks location, called Shanghai Tower, has been moved from the edge of the waterfront to the central position, and it's been reduced in scale because of concerns by English Heritage. And I just think that, you know, I look back, and I've got plans here in my office of 100 years ago, when the life of building was even before it was built, started to be built. But the planning process and the proposals that were put in clearly show a map and the plans that were showing buildings that were taller than the live buildings themselves and going north of the city centre. So that was over 100 years ago. And that was because people were visionary and bold and making bold, ambitious statements about our city that put this city on the map though many years ago. And I think we've got to do similar today. We've got to be bold and we've got to be ambitious about what it is we want to do as a city. And I think this regeneration project and these plans certainly do that.